Earlham Sports.
Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Hey, this week we were talking Mavericks and who are the finest or most infamous sporting Mavericks ever to play all forms of sport. Got us thinking, been a while since we caught up with our very own Mavericks, the Saracens Mavericks, the Netball Premier League team in our doorstep. So we thought we'd rectify that and we've got the wonderful, one of the hardest working people in all of sport, Kat Ratnapala, head coach, director of netball for the Mavs, on the line. How are you, Kat?
Very well, thank you, Tony. Very well, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Well, look, again, we know it's challenging times. Obviously, this season has been curtailed. We spoke last about how you guys have been pivoting, keeping involved with different ways of social engaging, interacting online and what have you. But what's the latest? Where were we at with returns, with regards the return of the Mavs?
It's a very good question. And I think it was one on everybody's lips, not just the players, but fans and volunteers and staff and everything. And I think it's forever changing at the moment, just with obviously government guidelines, etc. Yep. For us, we are considered on the elite returners to sport. So ourselves and England Netball as well are on that elite platform, which is fantastic. Means that we can get back to training finally, face-to-face, indoors, all ticks for us. We're still going ahead and it's all kind of raising towards that 6th of February start. Fingers crossed we won't have any pushback with regard to that, but that's where we'll be heading. And England Netball have also just announced that they've got a tour going over to New Zealand as well very shortly. So from our side of things, on the senior side, it looks all very positive. You know, we can get back onto court, we can start training, etc. Netball as a whole, and for those listeners that are maybe an adult that is used to playing indoors, unfortunately, any of that kind of level of play is going to be done outside. So there is, in effect, two kind of strings to the bow. And it's really just looking at, for us, absolutely, we can get back onto court and it's looking really positive. But netball's kind of been split into lots of different areas. So you've got the elite end, which, as I say, we're involved with, but you've also got that community piece as well, which if any adults are playing indoors, they have to unfortunately play outdoors for the time being. But we'll wait to hear more government confirmation with regard to that.
We will all watch this space, but by and large, that sounds more positive than negative. We're delighted to kind of get that feedback and insight there. Almost acting as a bridge, though, between this elite and the kind of community, both of which are so vital, is what you guys offer with your kind of development pathway. And I know lots of plans are afoot there and applications underway, I think, earlier in the month to get involved there. Tell us a little bit about the innovations for the Saracens Mavericks pathway for 2021 plans.
Absolutely. Sechelle Grant and I have been working extremely hard just to create more opportunities for our players to come through. We've got trials underway, as you mentioned, and they are all still in place. So we've got our Futures Academies. We've also got an Aspire program this year, which is for players that aren't quite making our pathway squads, but they're actually working with the legend that is Maggie Jackson.
Just real quickly on that Aspire element, because it's new, as you say. And yeah. Maggie, you mentioned MBE there involved. I'm sure you're about to, but just really drill into how critical she is to the heritage of the Mavericks.
Absolutely. Maggie Jackson, coaching alongside Sechelle Grant for the Aspire program. Maggie Jackson, I had her as a coach. She's coached many of a player and coach, and mentored a lot of coaches as well. She's attended Commonwealth Games. She's a formidable asset, and she means the world to Mavericks. So to have her back in from a coaching perspective and also for a mentoring perspective as well is fantastic. She has a great wealth of experience and knowledge with regard to the game. So we're really lucky to have her on board again, as well as all of our coaches. We've got so many fantastic names within our coaching staff this year. They're all local, they're all present and correct, and they're all being able to deliver such a fantastic product to all of our players.
I like that the Aspire elements, it's almost kind of, again, another tier to things, isn't it? So those kind of not quite made it into the pathways route, they still have that kind of opportunity to maybe find a different level and different way, because people develop in everything at different rates, don't they?
Absolutely. And I actually joined netball late. I was a swimmer before I was a netballer, and I joined netball quite late. You've got Razia Quashi. She was also a late starter in our Saracens Mavericks squad. She was a late starter into netball. So especially on that defensive end, you are sometimes quite late at coming through. So someone having Maggie Jackson working with them, the legend that is Maggie Jackson, working in with our defensive players and all of our players is fantastic. And I'm really excited to see where that Aspire programme can go. And also giving them the support to get back into the performance pathway and make it through to our senior squad. We've got, last year we saw some of our pathway players coming through into our senior squad, and now watch this space, we potentially might have a few more as well. So announcements to be coming very soon with regard to our 2021 squad. So yeah, absolutely watch this space.
Exciting times, and it's exciting to catch up with you just now. Going back to the pathway program, what's important, I think, just looking into this briefly, is the great way that it kind of reflects Mavericks' engagement with a wider community. I know that there are lots of schools spread across the various areas that are very heavily involved in this. Talk to me about how important you envisage the Mavs' connections to schools and the wider community.
Absolutely. We're actually working with Hertfordshire Council Sports Partnership to work with the schools more in the area. We're working with all of the regional and county sides as well. So not only schools, but all of the counties and all of the regions, to make sure that we are delivering the best that we can, whether that's obviously given the circumstances, whether that is via Zoom. We've got player workshops going on as well. So we ran a really successful coaches workshop, which is literally a webinar that anyone can join on to. You can watch it back at your own free time. We're now, Camilla Buchanan, my assistant coach, is now running players' workshops with all of our players. So last week, the players had Kadeen Corbin and Chloe on the call, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic to have the insight from the players. They can ask really personal questions, etc. But also, what does it take to be a Maverick? What does it take to be a Maverick in my position? So the opportunities, absolutely, we're having to delve deep and be very creative with what we can offer at the moment, but it's something that we've all embraced, and having the likes of Camilla on board, who is so creative. She was obviously a former Mav from a player perspective, and now she's joined us on the coaching side, and again, very creative with what she's offering and everything that we can roll out to all of the players and coaches, and we hope that we can do something for the umpires and all of the table officials as well. So absolutely, we're looking at all different elements of the game to make sure that we're bringing everybody in together. We're keeping the excitement. So when we can get back onto court, whatever day that looks like, hopefully, as I say, February, we're ready to go, and we've got a really strong base to kind of pull through from. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I love that commitment to engagement and to just find that creative way to keep things moving on in what has been some uniquely challenging times for us all. You mentioned they're the elite, of which the Mavs rightly fit into that category. Exciting times. I think it's very important for the momentum of netball that the elite is still getting out there, again, granted behind closed doors, but a big old tour for the Roses going down to New Zealand. It's a very intensive tour, isn't it? I think October the 28th, October the 30th, and then a game again on November the 1st. Three tests practically back to back against the Silver Ferns of New Zealand. It's going to be a challenging series, isn't it? And are there going to be Mav involvement?
Let's hope so. I'm going to be joining the squad as an assistant coach. So I will be travelling with the squad. And we find out on selection on Monday at 12 o'clock. So we will definitely be shouting about it if there are any Mavericks involved in that squad. And let's hope so. They're all doing a fantastic job with regard to training. They train 4 days a week at the moment in Loughborough. So for us, it's making sure that we're, again, supporting them as much as we can. And as you say, it is going to be a fun-packed tour. It's going to be very fast and furious, and New Zealand have obviously just come on the back of their domestic season.
Yep.
So they are very much in amongst things, whereas our England players have had 8 weeks of training here. So it is a very different kind of environment for us, but without the lack of Super League for us this year and only having three games, and then the opportunity obviously to grab an international series, you can absolutely understand why Jess Thelby is really keen to have that opportunity to play overseas. And whether there's going to be further international opportunities later on in the year, again, it's kind of a little bit unknown at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I hope so. I hope that we will have our normal quad series in January. But I guess COVID, it's just a waiting game, unfortunately.
It really, really is. But I'm delighted that in October, again, into the 1st of November, there is this three-part test series, because netball was gathering such phenomenal momentum, as I mentioned. Obviously, the Commonwealth success with England, the Premier League gathering momentum, Sky support. And I just think it's very positive that there is at least this international high elite level that's going to get eyeballs on the game again, because, you know, we are all competing for fan base, for time, and it's a very challenging world. So, again, just give me an idea of your appreciation for the involvement of Sky to the hyper-professionalism of netball and the overall, irrespective of the global context, the overall upward momentum that netball's enjoyed.
Absolutely. We had 9,000 people watching us live at Birmingham last year, and it was fantastic environment to be a part of. The buzz of the electrifying crowds that we had was phenomenal. It was fantastic. As well as that, as you mentioned, we had Sky. So people that couldn't make Birmingham were able to watch us on Sky. I know there's lots of conversations between England Netball and lots of different broadcasters at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I think for us to be able to be on mainstream TV generally is a fantastic point, and not only for sponsors, but as I say, for fans, which we're most worried about and concerned about, to be able to make sure that we're getting those role models on the platform, and we can get people out seeing netball. I think for myself, growing up and not being able to see netball on TV, it was a really, really unfortunate thing. And I think women's sport at the moment, the more that we can get it on TV, the more we can get these fantastic athletes out there and on that platform, just so people can see exactly what they're doing day in, day out, how they're working, etc. is really vital. So my 7-year-old daughter and lots of other children can look up to them and really aspire to be someone like them.
Absolutely. And if you feel inspired and obviously want to get involved, then right now you could see if you could get on your Mavs pathway. How do we get involved with that? What's the best website or link or to engage?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on all social media channels. So hopefully everybody will be able to find us there. But you can get on to our website, which is www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Perfect. And again, the last time we spoke, Kat, it sounds to me that since then, so much more has improved and there's much more a sense of a positive vibe. Although I do appreciate that you always are the eternal optimist. And there was never even then that last conversation, a sense of doom and gloom. But it feels going in a much more positive direction. But nevertheless, there is no professional netball this season in terms of the Super League. So in terms of revenue, I mean, it's just almost a write-off. There was the need for a GoFundMe effort. I think that's gone swimmingly. But just again, I know these GoFundMe accounts stay live. Can you remind us about that link in case we can still offer some support at this critical time?
Yeah, absolutely. The GoFundMe link has been massive for us. And as you say, it has been a real write-off. We go through a lot of pre-season, so we're pretty much in pre-season for about 4 months before the season starts. So there is huge amounts of costs involved with starting the season. So although we played three games, there's still the costs of players' fees and funds, etc., that we need to pay out for, as well as obviously staff, etc. So yeah, all the details are also on our website. So you can go via our website and find out the GoFundMe details as well. So that website again is just www.mavericksnetball.co.uk.
Perfect. Kat, it's always a sincere pleasure to enjoy your company. I will look forward to speaking with you again. Fingers crossed for some Mavs involvement in that upcoming three-part test series. But from me and everybody at Verum Sports, sending best wishes to you and everybody at the Mavs. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you, and you.
Pleasure. Thanks a million.